One Thing Led to Another. Written by Mark Chopper Reed and read by Dan Wiley. If you're into cliches, come on, who isn't? It was the first day of the rest of my life. I've had a few of those over the years. Like the day I went to Her Majesty's Prison Risdon in Tasmania for what looked like being the rest of my natural life. To paraphrase Marcus Clarke in his novel about some other poor bugger, Rufus Dawes, stuck in Tasmania in the convict days. And it was for a murder Rufus didn't commit. I've had a few of those experiences too. However, this June 2001 first day of the rest of my life was different. This was the day that I was going home. And no, not to Her Majesty's Prison Pentridge, the fine establishment that was my home for such a long time, but to another part of Melbourne for which I have a lot of affection, Collingwood. It's also home to a person for whom I have a lot more than affection, Margaret Cassar, someone you're going to hear about a fair bit in this book. Some people, especially my mother, say she's the woman who straightened me out, who put my life back together. It's probably true. She's Maltese, and if you think the Maltese cross is some fancy emblem, well, you haven't seen an angry Margaret Cassar. That's a Maltese cross. In many ways, she's the term of my natural wife. Although we've been married for only 8 years, we've known each other for much longer. How I ended up making a phone call to her from chilly Hobart Airport to let her know I was on my way back to Melbourne is like how I ended up anywhere. A long story. I won't cut it short. The journey to this particular phone call started when I shot Sidney Michael Collins. I'd been living in Launceston with Margaret. In 1991, when I'd got out of Pentridge for the last time, after doing 4.5 years following the shooting of Sammy the Turk, Margaret had agreed to move to Tasmania with me to be closer to my family. At that time, even though they were separated, my mother and father were living there, and my mother and sister still live there. I'd been cleared of the murder of Sammy the Turk on the grounds of self-defence, but did time for arson and attempted murder. That's another long story, which we'll get to later.